If you are new here, or if you've been here for a while, you know that the Sensory Project originally started with weighted items, and specifically weighted vests that don't look like weighted vests. So we pride ourselves in creating confident kids by helping them feel calm, cool, and collected in their own skin.
Welcome to the Sensory Project Show with Rachel and Jessica. We're here to share all things sensory, occupational therapy, parenting, self-care, and overall health and wellness from a therapist's perspective, providing raw, honest, fun ideas and strategies for parents and families to implement into daily life. Thank you so much for joining us. Oh, and we wanted to remind you guys that we have our membership site, the Sensory Project Club, and it is alive and thriving. We are sharing resources, handouts, templates, guides, how-to videos. Oh my word, we could go on and on because we are sharing all the things with our members. So if you want to become a member, just go to thesensoryprojectclub.com and get signed up. We cannot wait to see you guys in there.
Okay, before we get started, we need to talk about our sponsor for this episode, Sensational Brain. This is the home of BrainWorks, the Sensory Diet Creator Tool. We literally use this tool every day with our clients. We recommend it to our families, we recommend it to the members of the Sensory Project Club, because it's such an amazing tool. BrainWorks literally takes the guesswork out of sensory diets. So you need to go to sensationalbrain.com and use our code, thesensoryproject208, to get these sensory diet cards today. Okay, let's jump into today's episode. Hey guys, welcome back to the Sensory Project Show,
episode 68.
We are here today to talk to you about all things weighted,
which you know we love, and we hope you love them too. But really quick, we want to make sure that you guys listen to our Halloween episode. We put it out there last year, so you might have to kind of scroll back to the beginning.
Yep.
But we have an episode all about how to survive Halloween.
And this time of year is always really tricky for our kiddos because there's so many opportunities for overstimulation and just a lot of changes in routine that throw these kiddos for a loop.
Yes, for sure. So listen to that episode and let's talk about weighted items.
Okay.
So looking at weighted vests and looking at weighted blankets, we wanted to talk about how to incorporate those items into daily routines and then also kind of talk about what to do if your child doesn't want to use these weighted items, because that's a big challenge.
Yep, and it's a question that I get asked a lot. And then we also want to put it out there what the proper weight percentages are for these items, because I get asked it a lot, and then I will have clients come to me, this is like a soapbox for me, but I'll have clients come to me and say, hey, my OT recommended a weighted vest that is 10% of my child's body weight. And the child will be like 3 years old and they want us to make a 3-pound weighted vest. And I'm like, that is so heavy. So we will talk more about that in a minute, but I just wanted to make sure that you guys are aware that there are certain numbers that we need to keep in mind for these weighted items to be as productive as possible for these kiddos.
Totally. And I think we also need to talk about what happens if you use too much weight.
Yep, or use the items for too long, or yes, you don't follow a wear schedule. There's so many contraindications that we need to just get those out there in the world.
Okay. So first, let's start with, how do you know if your child could benefit from a weighted blanket or a weighted vest?
So the first thing that we need to talk about is, what does a weighted vest or a weighted blanket really offer a child? And the simple way of explaining it is proprioception. And that proprioceptive input is a natural sense in our body that we need to keep our nervous system regulated. So a couple of ways that your child will display that they need some additional proprioception is they'll ask for hugs and squeezes.
Yeah, they're going to seek out that proprioceptive input in all kinds of ways. They're going to be on the go all the time.
Mm-hmm. And they might display poor attention during table tasks or piano lessons.
They might have trouble sleeping.
Mm-hmm. And these are the kiddos that are often noted as on the go. So they never stop moving.
These are the kids who struggle with self-regulation, emotional regulation, so frequent outbursts or having meltdowns over little things.
And also a big one is anxiety. So a lot of these kiddos will present with severe anxiety or gravitational insecurity, and they just don't seem grounded.
So I think really anyone can benefit from extra probe, but these are the kids who need that extra proprioception to help them get through their day successfully. Like, their body needs more than what they're already getting.
And that is part of the challenge with sensory processing disorder, is there is no rhyme or reason, there is no quick fix, there's no prescription to fix it, or really to know exactly what your child needs. It's a lot of trial and error.
It really is. You have to try different things. You have to try things for a consistent amount of time and talk with your kid about what they like, what they don't like. So many things go into it.
Yeah. So let's talk about how much weight should be in these products. All right, so let's start with a weighted blanket. Weighted blankets should be no more than 10% of the child or the adult's body weight. And I always say less is more, because really when it comes to having weight on you, the industry nowadays wants to make things bigger, better. It's like supersize me, right? They want everything to be bigger. So, I mean, if we think about how weighted blankets originally started, it was for children on the spectrum, and it was to organize their nervous system, and it was a really scientific-based protocol to help these kiddos regulate their bodies. And now that they are
more mainstream,
yes, and available to everyone, manufacturers want to make them bigger and better and badder, and just that's just society these days, and that's just how it works. And so,
but that's not always good.
It's not, especially in this area. So I always say the weighted blanket should fit the body, not the bed. So if you're buying a duvet cover that is weighted and it's 25 pounds, you don't realize how much that 25 pounds is until you're laying underneath it.
I just got a little bit nervous hearing that, because I don't want to lay under something that's 25 pounds.
And it's really hard to estimate how much that's going to feel. Like, it's really hard to estimate what that's going to feel like unless you are laying under it. And that's why I always say less is more. You can always fold the blankets in half to make them heavier, but we don't need 25 pounds of weight. And that's just not how they were designed.
No, your body does not need that much.
Yeah.
Okay, so for weighted vests, it's a little bit less than weighted blankets.
So we like to recommend 4 to 5% of the child's body weight.
For a weighted vest.
Yep. And we like to distribute our weight around the bottom of the vest and the shoulders of the vest, at least in hours, so that they simulate the joint compressions.
So that they're getting that probe to the upper body and not just the lower body.
Yeah. All right, let's take a quick minute to chat about Sensational Brain again. Not only does this amazing company offer the BrainWorks sensory diet cards, but they also offer live and view on-demand webinars specifically for pediatric OTs and speech language pathologists. These courses do provide AOTA and ASHA continuing education units, so they're perfect for all treating therapists to learn from. Hot topics include effective sensory diets, caseload management, primitive reflexes, dysgraphia, routine-based intervention, executive functioning skills, and so many more.
Basically, all the things you need to know more about to help your clients. Even as a parent, these can be amazing resources to learn more about your child. So make sure to check them out over at sensationalbrain.com. And if you decide to purchase the sensory diet resources, make sure to use our code thesensoryproject208. Okay, back to business. Okay, so let's quickly talk about lap pads, because then you also have weighted lap pads, which I think are awesome. But what do you want for weight in that?
You know, lap pads are unique, and the number that I found works best with my kiddos and my clients is 4 pounds. So our lap pads are like 18 inches by 24 inches, and they're 4 pounds. So just a little bit of extra compression to your lap really makes a difference when you're trying to focus and sit down and you've got the wiggly legs.
Okay, so let's talk about when to use these items. So a lap pad is perfect for homework time.
Yes. And at school.
Yes, and it's small enough that it's like, it's almost hidden.
Mm-hmm.
Not everyone can notice it, like they would a weighted blanket.
Yeah, exactly. And then I always like to recommend during church or sitting at the table.
Yeah.
Sitting and trying to do piano lessons or just a time where they have to have that sustained attention and they've got the wiggly legs.
Yeah, absolutely.
The wiggly body.
In the car, did we say in the car?
In the car is great.
Can be a good one.
Mm-hmm.
And then a weighted blanket can also be used in the car. I think that that's a good one to use in the car as well.
And then before bedtime, so it's a great way to incorporate into a sensory diet before bed, or if you guys have family time before bed, you're all sitting around
snuggling up under the blanket together.
It just kind of prepares the nervous system to decompress.
And then, I mean, weighted blankets can also be used while sleeping, too. Mm-hmm. I know some parents will ask if the child is going to be able to take the blanket off, right? Like, they're worried that the blanket will be too heavy to take it off at bedtime or, like, while the child is sleeping to kick it off. And so I think that that's important to remember when you're thinking about how much weight is, if it's the, you know, appropriate amount of weight, the child's going to be able to move around just fine underneath.
Yes, and I always like to disclaimer that if the child or the adult, whoever it is we're talking about, cannot get out from underneath the weight, it is too heavy.
Like or if there's like a physical impairment, right?
Yeah, so they always need to be able to move that off. And going along with that, at least for my personal use, I use a weighted blanket and I'm kind of weird with my sensory needs. So I will like lay the weighted blanket over my chest and then have the bottom part come down like next to my legs. So it's like a body pillow kind of, but it's weight so I can feel my edges. So that's an option.
So I can feel my edges.
Yeah, you gotta feel your edges. So just keep that in mind if it's too heavy at first or you're just trying out different ways. And we'll talk about this a little bit more, but that's just one way that you can use a weighted blanket.
And then when to use a weighted vest.
At school is a great time.
During piano lessons or any type of music lesson.
I do want to say, going back to school. Sorry. Go back to school.
Go back to school.
Weighted vests should not be used at recess time.
Oh, good call.
Kids need to be able to run and go crazy and get their wiggles out without having that weight shift around on their body.
Yeah, so then the perfect time to use the weighted vest is going to be when the child comes in from recess and has to go back to the classroom.
Yes. So again, with the lap pad, using a weighted vest during homework time or meal times is really helpful.
During those transitions, so like we just said, after recess, going back to the classroom, maybe going back to the classroom after lunchtime, maybe just at the very beginning of the day.
So when a kid is at school using a weighted vest, if they're bringing it from home and it's not being implemented by the school OT, it's really important to talk to the teacher, talk to the OT, talk to the nurse, whoever it is, so they can kind of help modulate that wear schedule. And so we always talk about a wear schedule, and that's just how often they're wearing it and how often they are taking it off.
Because like we said at the beginning, you're not using these items all day long.
No.
You don't want to use them too much. You want to just use them a little bit at a time to help regulate that nervous system. Because what will happen is that sensory system, that nervous system will get regulated and it'll stay regulated for a certain amount of time, usually an hour or two, and then use it again.
Yes. And these products are not meant to weigh down your child. They are used as a tool to help their body learn how to modulate their environment and all of the senses that surround them. So if we throw a weighted vest on them or a weighted blanket on them all the time, they're never going to learn how to independently modulate that input. And that's our goal as occupational therapy assistants and occupational therapists. We want these kids to learn how to regulate independently.
Okay, so a couple of other ideas for when to use the weighted vest would be during new activities or new situations when there might be some anxiety happening.
And then as part of a sensory diet is a really great time to use it. And if you use those sensational brain visuals, they have a little picture card with a weighted vest on there. So you can just pop that in there as part of their sensory schedule or sensory diet, and they can put their weighted vest on, set the timer.
Yeah. I do have to tell a good story. I've been using sensational brain cards with you know, a lot of my kids, but with this one little kid, he will get our visual schedule out, we'll have the weighted vest on there, and as he's putting the weighted vest on, when we get to that picture, he says, "This helps me focus." And then, you know, we'll wear it for a little bit, then we'll take it off, and he says, "Yeah, I'm done with that. My body's good." And I'm like, you get it. Yep.
When they can communicate that, it makes just a world of difference.
But again, it's also, you know, he didn't learn that on his own, right? No. It took...
Wait, what?
He did? I mean, he's pretty smart, but, you know, it took several sessions of teaching him before he was able to independently verbalize that. So we do have to teach our kids how to use these tools and what they're for.
So did he pick out that picture as part of his sensory diet? Did he put that on there?
I usually suggest it.
Oh, okay.
It's usually suggested, but it's not a bad thing. And I think, you know, we'll talk about that in a little bit, but, you know, he doesn't see it as something bad. He sees it as something that helps his body feel
helpful.
Good.
Yeah.
So
just the success stories that we hear.
I know, they're the best.
Just so good.
The best.
Makes it all worthwhile. All right. Okay. So let's move on to... what happens if you purchase a weighted blanket or a weighted vest and your child doesn't want to use it?
This happens a lot.
Very common.
With a lot of therapy things.
And it's
okay.
A lot of therapy things.
A lot of therapy tools.
Yeah. And it's okay. It's normal. It's new. It's different.
Change is hard.
Just think about us adults.
I hate change.
Oh, see, I kind of like it.
Oh, I don't like it.
Sometimes. I like changing my living room furniture around.
Oh, right.
Things like that.
I don't like it.
All right, so we always say that it starts with your approach.
Absolutely.
If you do not have a positive approach when you are opening the box of the packaging that these products come in, if you are negative at all and saying, this is going to make you focus, or this is going to make you do this.
All about your tone of voice.
Yeah.
You have to be positive about it.
From the start. So it's really important to keep in mind that these weighted tools should not be used as a punishment for bad behavior.
Bad in quotes.
Yes.
Unexpected behavior.
Yes.
Never force it on them. It's not... don't use it in timeout.
No.
Ever.
Always offer it as a tool.
For helping their body feel good. That's like one of the simplest terms that I use. Is it's going to make you feel happy, or yep. It's going to make your body feel good.
Yes. And if your kiddo is really confused by the weights inside of the vest, which is normal because it's a heavy sweatshirt or a heavy vest, whatever it is, it's weird, then just take the weights out, have them help you take them out, then stack them, build towers out of them, play with them, and then have your kiddo wear the vest without any weights in it.
And then slowly add one weight at a time each time that they wear it.
Yep. Or have your kiddo choose which weights they want to put and wear. So if they want to put the weights just in the shoulders, they can put those there. Or if they want to put them just around the bottom, in the back, in the front.
Again, giving your child control over the situation is going to increase their willingness to use it.
Mm-hmm. And if you even want to write love notes and put them in the pockets,
oh,
the weights.
My gosh, I love that.
How sweet! You know, they open the little pocket, a little snap, and they pull it out, and they're like, hey, you were doing awesome, Shannon.
Oh,
yes, I am! Thank you!
I love that.
So there you go.
Oh, love notes. Use the weighted vest during playtime. Make it silly, make it fun, make it enjoyable to use the weighted vest.
Make it enjoyable.
Yes.
Yeah. And then if you have other children, cousins, friends, have those kiddos demonstrate by wearing it and talking about how it makes them feel, making sure to keep it positive. And just so that your kiddo can see it, see that it's not a bad thing, see that it's okay. Their friends or their cousins or their siblings are still surviving, even though they have this on. Demonstrations are really helpful.
I like the idea of a social story.
We have these on our website.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. I like the idea of the social story to use the weighted vest and using the social story to show them when to use the weighted vest. And what will happen when they use the weighted vest.
How they'll feel after they use the weighted vest.
Yes.
Talking through those things is really helpful. And then another fun thing that you can do is add fidgets to the pockets, add chewies to the zipper.
Ooh, good idea, because so many kids are going to start chewing on it. So if you have like a little chew tube on the zipper, that's so good.
Yeah, just something to keep them busy.
Patience.
Oh, weird. Patience is important. Sorry.
Patience. I think that's huge because it's not going to be right away. They're not going to love it every time.
It's not going to be helpful every time.
Yeah.
It's not like a straitjacket or something.
But yeah, it's not a quick fix.
Yeah.
Right? It does. It takes time. It takes patience. It takes practice.
And then one last thing that we'd love to do is video feedback.
Oh, yes.
Kids love to watch themselves. It's a fact, especially kids on the spectrum. They love to see their bodies and how they're moving. And if they have something on their body, it makes it that much more intense and cool to see themselves. Yes. So if you take videos and selfies and put some filters on there and make it fun and crazy and watch it over again, your kid is going to rock it.
Absolutely. I love it. All the good ideas.
Yeah.
Okay, did we cover everything? Did we get everything in?
Oh, I think so. I'm glad that we did this episode because there's a lot that I need to talk about with you.
That's what I was asking you. Is there anything else? What else can you think of? I think we covered almost all the things.
That's good.
Those are the main questions that we get when it comes to weighted vests and weighted blankets is, you know, how much weight? When do we use it? Mm-hmm. My kid doesn't want to use it. What do I do?
Yeah.
That's a big one. So hopefully you guys have some good ideas.
Yeah. Hopefully you guys can try them out. If you need some products, you can call us. That's what we're here for. That's what we love to do.
Go to thesensoryproject.com. Mm-hmm.
We've got all of our weighted vests there. We've got a link to our Etsy shop. Our Etsy shop is thesensoryproject 208. And you've got all the things there.
All the things. Because it is the end of October right now, we are getting ready to open up our membership club. So make sure you keep an eye on our Instagram to know when to get signed up for that.
Yes. October was a great month.
All the Halloween activities.
So many fun things. So.
And actually, Halloween is tomorrow.
Yes.
So I hope you guys all have an amazing Halloween.
And not a sensory overloaded Halloween.
Sensory regulated Halloween.
Yes, yes. Go listen to that last year's episode about Halloween.
Yes.
We'll help out.
Okay, I'll see you guys later.
Bye.
Okay, really quick, we needed to say a quick thank you to Sensational Brain for sponsoring this episode. They are amazing. We love them so much. Whether you're a parent, a therapist, an educator, it doesn't matter. If you work with a child with special needs, you need to go to sensationalbrain.com today and check out all the things they have to offer. Like we said, the BrainWork Sensory Diet Tool is by far our favorite thing. We use it daily, and all their courses provide valuable information. So let us know when you check them out. We love hearing about your experiences. Okay, Rach and Jess out.
We are so excited to work together and to help create confident kids all over the world and work towards a happier, healthier life. This is general information related to occupational therapy, pediatrics, sensory integration, and overall health and wellness. We do not know you or your child. Therefore, we do not know any specific needs. Therefore, you should always refer back to your pediatrician and occupational therapist.